Marion Setter used timely hitting, good glove work, and a sharp eye at the plate to hold off a strong challenge from Cambria Heights 3-2 in the District 6 AA quarterfinals. The Stingers took a 2-0 lead on a soaring two-run home run to left field by catcher Kaylee Anderson in the second inning. But the Highlanders answered back with single runs in the fourth and fifth on a run-scoring base hit by Lakin Pierce and back-to-back doubles by Margaret Elias and Hallie Hayes. In the bottom of the fifth, Marion Center's Maya Lipsy, Lydia Miller, and Cheyenne Silvis all walked to lead off the inning, and after a line drive out to the pitcher and a fielder's choice at home left the bases loaded with two outs, Abby Smulik drew another walk to force in the winning run. Cheyenne Silvis then shut down the Highlanders, retiring the side in order in the sixth and seventh innings. Marion Center will move on to play second seed West Shamokin in the semis on Thursday after the Wolves clobbered Mount Union 13-3. The Stingers beat West Shamokin twice in the regular season. Coach Megan Reisinger expects another close game.
Yeah, I mean, we need to hit the ball, string together some hits, but continue with our defense, making plays, and just go from there. We know it will be a tough game.
The Stingers beat West Shamokin twice in the regular season, but each time by the slimmest of margins, a pair of 1-0 games played 2 days apart. For your hometown radio station, I'm Todd Marino.